Home Bulls and Spas postgame show continues right now. A three-set win for the Windsor Owls here on J98 to move on to the Class 3 state semis in the sport of volleyball. Again, final score 25-19, 12-25, and then 25-14. Now I'm going to welcome on head coach Cindy Sissel from the Perryville Pirates as we hand her the headset right now. And, Coach, everything sound good for you down there? All right, so, Coach, obviously a tough loss tonight, and it seemed like you guys got the momentum back in the second. Windsor just a really good start to that third, but I'm sure you were still proud of the fight from your team out there.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, I couldn't be more proud. They never gave up, and no, it doesn't come out the way they want it to, or me, but it is what it is, and Windsor deserved it. They played extremely well.
Yeah, you know, and what I was impressed with, though, on your guys' end is you look at how Windsor passed against St. Jen, nearly flawless it felt like, and in that first set against you guys, they were passing well, too. You finally got them for the first time all night anyone was able to do it. Finally got them out of system a little bit in that second, and I thought that was a key, you know, a key for you guys, and you really excelled in the service area in that second set there.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in the huddle, and it was, you know, they just, you know, we missed four serves that second set, even though we won.
Yeah.
You know, the points that they got, we give them four.
Right. Yeah, and it was, of course, a good combination there in the second of both Sydney Bierick and also Jaden Garris. What can you say about them? A couple of juniors that, of course, you'll have back next season, but they performed really well in that second set.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, oh, they all did, and especially Kristen Kempe. I mean, my God, I don't know how many kills she had that second set, but it was phenomenal the way they came back and played after that first set, not playing so well. And, you know, you just never know. They're teenagers, right? But, like I said, I am extremely proud of them. They've had a great season, and getting a bunch of them back next year. So
do have a couple seniors, though, I'm sure you want to talk about a little bit. Avery Wibbenmeyer, also Emma King, playing in their final volleyball matches here tonight, and they were certainly out there performing well too for you guys, not just tonight but all season long. What can you say about those two?
Well, Avery leads our district in assists, and she's a leader. She's going to go to Maryville and play, and she will not be easily replaced. She's so important to this team and to everybody, and she just leads by example. And same with Emma. I mean, her defense has stepped up and helped so much. I mean, she didn't play last year, so even after missing a year, she's really come on strong for us.
I think for you guys, you know, coming into the season, losing so much from last year, you got to feel happy with where the season went, I'd imagine, getting all the way to the state quarterfinals, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, at the beginning of the season, they go, oh, how are you going to be? And I'm going, oh, we'd be lucky to be 500. I mean, you know, we're 27-7-2, so what can you say?
Right, no doubt. Well, just looking at the future of the program, specifically next year, 2020, like we said, you just lose a couple of seniors, important ones, of course, and Avery and Emma, but so much coming back for next year. I got to imagine that makes you pretty excited for 2020, right?
Oh, I'm really excited, yes, a lot. And when I get her back healthy.
No doubt.
You know, that hurt, too, you know, her going down in the district tournament, and it's an emotional thing, but no, it's no excuse.
Right.
You know, you still got five other ones out there and a whole bench full that one person doesn't make a team.
Now, Coach, well, hey, we appreciate the time, and we certainly enjoyed seeing you guys compete tonight. Tough loss for you guys, but overall, fantastic season as you make it all the way to the quarterfinals. Thanks so much, Coach. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
It's head coach Cindy Sissel joining us from the Perryville Pirates. She is on with us on the Home Pools and